It was brilliant. We had Krista Ackroyd as our host, and she was just sensational. True professional. She did a marvellous job.
Yeah, she was absolutely amazing, and there was nothing that went wrong. You know, the staff at Leeds United, Ellen Road, were absolutely amazing. So helpful. It was just spot on.
And the dance floor was full from the first song, so that's always a sign of a good night.
Definitely, definitely. And it's always a bit of a relief once the night's actually there, isn't it? And everyone's there, everyone's happy. It's, I guess, some of your worries go then, don't they?
They do. It was a big room to fill. We had the whole of the Centenary Pavilion, so it's a huge room to fill. And we did it. We had over
525 guests, I think. Yes, so... Yeah, great achievement for our first awards.
It was, and it was a good mixture as well of finalists and winners, people who wanted to support Martin House, people who've come along to support us. Yeah. So it was a huge mixture of people in the room.
Yeah.
And the special thing with these awards was it was all done by votes, wasn't it? So people were nominated, but you didn't decide who won, the public decided.
Yeah, we got over 88,000 votes.
That's fantastic, isn't it, for the first year. So,
amazing.
And what was the feedback from people on the night that you spoke to?
They've had a fantastic time. We've had quite a lot of tweets and on social media and Facebook, and it's all been very, very positive. Everyone had a fantastic evening. They were overwhelmed with the categories that we had and the stories that were told on the night as well. I think there were a few tears shed. But above all, everyone's had a really good time. And the top thing for us is people were recognised for the fantastic jobs that they do, that they go out there and do selflessly.
And one of the many special guests you had there was Lizzie Jones, who everyone knows. Her husband, Danny Jones, very sadly died last year playing for Keighley Cougars. She was there, and it was great to have her as part of the night.
Yeah, Lizzie is inspirational in herself with what's happened this year. And Lizzie and I met up not that long ago. She came to my conference and her story just pulled on my heartstrings. So we came together and we said, look, you know, we'd love you to be at this event. You're so inspirational. And she actually announced that next year's chosen charity were choosing the Danny Jones Defibrillator Fund. So that was amazing. And she closed the ceremony with a final song, which was amazing.
So it was a proud night for you then.
Exceptionally proud. We were really proud of all the people that were up on the stage, but all the nominees were worthy winners. Like yourself, Mr. Patrick Dunlop, who obviously was one of our finalists.
Yeah.
You'll know yourself how great it is to be recognised, but on top of everything else, it was just a night for Yorkshire, and it was a night for the achievement in Yorkshire.